Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. This is Filippo, and I am hosting Life Changes with Filippo today with our guest, with our co-host Mark Legere and our guest, Blitch66. I am thrilled, as Blitch would say, to have him on. And it's a word that he uses often because just recently I saw a show of his where he was thrilled to be performing his stage show reading, which I saw and really appreciated. And after that, we all decided here at Life Changes we had to have him on. He has performed in so many places and so many things, on and off Broadway, on and off TV, on and off film. On TV, you might have seen him on, I love his credits. I mean, he is so cool. It's exactly that. On the History Channel's The Apostles as Judas with Martin Sheen, and in some indie films including Touched, Hollywood Sex Wars, and some TV cameos like The Jerry Springer Show, People's Court, VH1, Playboy TV, MTV, and Talk Soup. MTV is so appropriate also because he is indeed a rock and roller and a rock star, and has performed in so many parts of the world with his band. And he has he took a break from being on TV and performed for 12 years around the world, and returned to the stage and screen in 2008. And since then, he has done a lot of other things. But the thing that intrigues me the most at this moment is that our guest Blitch is at the moment in Rome. No, not performing per se, but he has been accepted, or he has accepted an invitation to take a semester at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome, Italy. And as he puts it, he will be studying philosophy, theology, and giving the Pope a migraine. So we'll be talking to Blitch66 about all that and so much more right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
What is the one thing that every man, woman, and child have in common? Life changes. Are you experiencing change at home, at work, at school, or in other areas of your life? Are you looking to make a change, maybe a new job or place to live? How about getting in on a conversation that matters? Join host Filippo on the top-rated BBS radio network show, Life Changes with Filippo, live every Monday night at 7 p.m. For more information, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com.
Well, I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo here on the BBS radio network. And in lieu of a monologue today, because of our guest, Blitch66, and because I went to see a show of his, in the program was a separate sheet of paper that one could take out and read before the show, and I did. And I thought it was one of the most beautiful things I had ever read, especially from the fact, coming from a man that I really didn't know that well, but I knew he dressed cool, I knew he was a rock and roller, I assumed he was into drugs and fast cars and women and all that stuff. And there was a time when I may have judged all that and might have thought that he might not have cared about some of the same things I cared about, and I couldn't have been more wrong. And this is, and I thank him for opening up my eyes to that, which I have been over the years, but this was kind of like the last straw. And let me read to you what I felt he wrote to me, but to every single person that not only came there, but I'm sure every single person in his life. You mean a lot to me. I write this not because I plan to check out, but in case I check out before I planned. This is what I want to be known for when it's all, this is what I want to be known for when it's all over. Beyond any accomplishment, award, victory, or defeat, after I'm finished here, the only thing that will be left that matters is you. I want you to think of the time you and I have had together. You. That's right, you. I want you to think of all the ups and downs we've seen, the parties, the shows, the wild nights, the talks, the trips, the pics that wound up on MySpace and the pics they won't let us post, the chats on the phone, hearts to hearts, making plans, throwing parties, living our dreams. You and I have seen a lot, and I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for being such a part of my life for however long it was. Maybe we worked together. Maybe we were in a band together. Maybe you are my dad, my brother, my lover, or a stranger. Maybe you were the child that changed my life, the couple that treated me like family, the one who gave me a home, a job, a meal. Maybe you shared your experience, strength, and hope, or you let me share mine. Maybe you were a client, a classmate, or a fan. You and I may have not even met yet, and still you read this because I touched your life. You and I may have been friends for 15 years, and you never will see this because you have no interest in MySpace or Facebook or even a guy's website, and I get that. You may have died, or you will, sooner than I want you to. You may be the woman who gave me life, a woman who shared my bed, or the woman whom I may spend eternity with. You. Thank you. Thank you for caring about me and allowing me to care about you. Thank you for sharing rock and roll, the rent, the workload, and your thoughts. Thank you for being there, for being here, for being at all. Thank you for letting me say I'm sorry and for reminding me that life is too short and too long. I don't know what is next in my life or what God has in store. The only thing I know is that I'm going anywhere except everywhere, and I hope I will either see you there or see you when I get back. You have touched my life in ways you may never know, beyond reasons or good sense. Remember where you and I once connected and how. Remember that you reached out and that I am only human. If I never let you know how special you are, I'm sorry. If I didn't say or do enough, if I didn't treat you like a treasure, or if you ever wondered if you matter, know that you do. You matter so much that all I want to say with my final words is that I love you. I will wait for you in the stars. I will listen for you in the songs. I will be there when you think of me, and you will be there when I remember you. We will meet again in this life or the next, and that is a promise. Blitch 66. When I first read that, I thought, wow, I missed an opportunity to meet to really connect even closer to a special person because of how I thought, you know, he was too cool for me and he didn't care about me. I listened and sang different kinds of music and he was what he is, and he's too cool. And that was something that I had running in my head. I have not no longer. So thanks. That's gone. And because that's gone, I'm able to connect closer to people like him and so many other people, including my friend Mark, who's with me here, who I wouldn't have connected with in the past, but so glad that I let go of that stuff so that I could, Mark. So thank you for being in my life, too.
You're welcome. As far as why we wouldn't have connected in the past, I guess that's for another show.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I know I've been fortunate enough to know a lot of what society would call cool people in my life. And I do kind of rise above that definition and believe that all people are cool. I think that we are here first and foremost to relate and to learn from each other. And everything else that goes on, those projections, those experiences are all methods for life's learnings and for expanding consciousness. But I don't know if many or even a handful of those, quote, cool people have ever done anything as cool as what I just heard in that writing. That's very special. And thank you for sharing it. And I'm excited to hear more from Blitch and more wisdom. And I'm excited to help him continue to inspire people to relate to others in that way.
Well, just wait till you hear how he's wanting and will be inspiring even more people through what he's doing now and what he will be doing. Actually, let's not wait. Let's bring him on. You've heard already a little bit about him. He's done TV. He's done film. He's done bands. He's done all kinds of things, actually, that maybe we won't talk about on the show. But we're so glad that he's on. Blitch 66, welcome to Life Changes with Filippo.
Thank you, Filippo. It's great to be here.
All the way from Rome, Italy, I might add.
Buonasera, ciao. Yes, I am calling you from Rome at the moment.
So, you know, Blitch, I have to say, you know, when we were talking earlier, I asked a question, and you were saying how you were teased growing up because of the clothes that you wore, which now people think are so cool. So cool, I didn't mention this, so cool that you even were asked to start a clothing line that did very well. Celebrities were wearing your clothes. I even thought myself, I should ask Blitch to do a makeover and help me with some of his clothes so that, you know, I could be cool too. That cool. So you were teased for the clothes that you wore. You were teased for the music that you listened to, which so many of us now think that's cool. And I have to say this, that so was I. And it's interesting because I was teased because I wore clothes that I didn't want to wear, because my parents didn't have the money to buy me the clothes that I want. You wore clothes that you wanted and you were teased. Mm-hmm. And I was teased because of the music that we listened to, which was my dad's music, which kind of was the only thing allowed. And you were teased because of the music you wanted to listen to. What a world!
What a world indeed. Yeah. And so, the crazy thing about it was, as a kid, you know, I was born in 74. So, you know, you're really a kid in that bracket of being 10 years old, a few years younger and a few years older. Those are very prime years. And in 1984, I became a huge Twisted Sister fan with the release of Stay Hungry. It was a big breakthrough album for them. Uh-huh. And everyone made fun of me for listening to Twisted Sister. And now we use them to sell cars. You know what I mean? It's like there were Senate hearings about heavy metal. Like all the kids my age thought I was a jerk for listening to rock and roll, the kind of rock and roll I liked. Adults treated me like a jerk for the rock and roll I liked. And now, you know, all of them are, you know, using it to buy cars.
You know, it's funny, when I came to your show, I saw so many people that looked like they had been influenced by you in their clothing. Not only were some of them wearing your actual clothes that you yep. sell, but some of them were like Bleach wannabes. I don't want to say it that way, but you understand what I mean. I mean, it's like
sure.
a compliment.
It is. It's the compliment. And it would look like, I mean, there are some people that certainly that I've done makeovers for, and lots of people who wear my clothes go there. I think also there's something about Los Angeles, something about Hollywood, where those of us who, you know, are happy to go to, you know, Pinkberry looking like we belong on stage at Madison Square Garden, something about Los Angeles where that's totally okay, where might not happen as much in Minnesota or somewhere else.
Well, at one point during the show, you actually took off some of the makeup and the earrings and bracelets and stuff. And then I thought, oh God, I hope he puts all that back on. Cause to me, that's Bleach. And we'll be right back to talk more about that, with Bleach 66. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network. We'll be right back.
A healthy new you is on its way, and it starts with Laminine. Laminine is a natural, synergistic superfood that contains most known vitamins, important trace minerals, all 8 essential amino acids, and other nutritional elements. Laminine is nature's most perfect food and the perfect combination of life-giving sustenance sourced from land, sea, and plants. The key ingredient in Laminine is a normal adaptogen called fibroblast growth factor, which helps to create a balance or normalization and aids in restoring the body to its natural state of homeostasis. Regular use of Laminine has been known for reducing the signs of aging by giving you healthier skin, decreasing the effects of stress, increasing physical, mental, and emotional strength, increasing libido, and it's also been believed to elevate serotonin levels, thus improving mood, aiding in brain function, and increasing alertness and focus, all while developing an overall sense of well-being. Are you ready for the healthy new you? For more information, email trylaminine now@gmail.com. That's Laminine, Laminine, or call 818-462-6782. That's 818-462-6782.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life, and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive, which include luminaries such as New York Times bestselling author Gary Zukav, Oscar-nominated actress Mariel Hemingway, Comedy Central's favorite Kyle Cease, international recording artists The Green Children, and radio and TV personality Shadow Stevens. Visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com or join our community at lifechangesnetwork.com and email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or comment via Twitter at I Am Filippo and on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest today is Blitch66, otherwise known as Blitch. And you can, we're happy that he's with us. He's got nothing to sell except being a real person, actually. And so we're grateful that he's here just to talk about that. However, if you want to learn more about him or if you're interested in his cool clothes, you could go to blitch66.com. That's B-L-I-T-C-H 66, the number, .com. Blitch, I definitely want to talk about what you're doing now and what you're going to be doing more of, which you're still getting a grasp of yourself because you're in the now. But before that, I kind of want to talk about what you've done, like what made Blitch.
So
we talked about being this little kid and
getting teased and getting bullied.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, I know Shadow. I haven't seen him for a while, but we had lunch when I first moved to Los Angeles, back in 2006. We met through some mutual friends who were having lunch at the Rainbow where I wound up becoming a DJ. And he was telling me about his children's book and I was really, really moved. This was early 06. And, I was really moved and I got to know him. And, later on when my first billboard went up in Los Angeles, he was the first person to call me to congratulate me. And now to hear that his book is doing so well and that he's been on your show, it just really warms my heart.
Yeah, he's actually been on a couple times and he's become a friend actually. And his book is going to be coming out on iBooks, for the iPad soon. So it's very kind of exciting. So that shaped you.
It did. Being young and feeling out of place in my own family, felt out of place in my own town, in my school, and some of that was valid, and a whole lot of it was the sort of overactive, dramatizations of a child, which is understandable, even if it's not accurate. But I felt out of place. And the more out of place you feel, the more out of place you may tend to act or experience yourself or what have you. But that was me, like wired into me from a very, very young age. I mean, like 2, 3, 4 was the notion that I didn't belong here and that there was something that I'd already lost or at best was going to wind up in second place. And that was just part of my develop. I just had that from a very early age. I don't know where it came from, if it was in the water in New Jersey or what. It was just there. And so what a lot of my friends call a self-fulfilling prophecy, where you look for evidence, I guess, of how screwed up you are and you tend to find it or create it. So I tended to always just, that's just how I was. I danced to the beat of my own drummer. And I liked things that no one else seemed to like, at least not in the part of the 70s and 80s when I was growing up. I liked Godzilla movies. I liked playing with sticks. You know, I thought Fonzie was really, really cool. After, you know, I thought music that was either not cool yet or way after it was cool. I mean, but my whole thing was I couldn't trust what everyone else said was cool because that sounded like the Pet Shop Boys or something like that. And it just didn't do it for me. But I had an obsession. I was obsessed with things that were cool from a very young age. And I figured if I finally got really, really good at it, that then I would be acceptable. Then girls would go out with me and guys would be a lot cooler to me. And I was obsessed with that from, you know, kindergarten, nursery school, kindergarten.
You know, it's interesting because obviously you achieved that to the point where a lot of girls went out with you and a lot of guys wanted to not only be near you, but kind of be you in a sense and dress like you, et cetera. And listen to, not everybody wanted to dress like you, but they kind of admired that. Because I got to see it. I got to, every time I saw you, it's like you were always around a group of people that just, whether they were like you or not, they liked you. And so you say that you woke up one day, or I don't know exactly how it happened, but you were everything you wanted to be. You realized you are that.
Yeah, it hit me like a ton of bricks that I had come off of a tour. I was playing bass throughout England with a band in London, and I came back to Los Angeles when that tour was over, and I had a conversation with a good friend of mine from New York who was out in LA doing some work, and it hit me in that conversation that I was now everything that I dreamed of being as a child. As a little child, I didn't think about Madison Square Garden. I didn't think about millions of dollars. I didn't think about Ferraris. All I thought about and dreamed about was really loving my life, hanging out with really cool dudes and dating really cute girls and having a motorcycle and a leather jacket and a place to hang out and people who know your name in towns, whether you live there or not. And just like a really neat, snappy life, you know, that was pretty rock and roll. And when you looked out at your life, you said, like, this is pretty bitchin' instead of this is a drag. My life had been pretty bitchin' for a while. When I realized that that was not only satisfying, but it was a phenomenal success. It was the, you know, epitome of everything I dreamed of as a kid was to have a pretty cool life.
Yeah, you did it.
And I had done it. And it was like, wow. Like if the 6, 7, 10-year-old me could see my life throughout my 20s and early 30s, he'd be freaked out and want to get there as soon as possible.
Now, Blitch, on the one hand, people would say, wow, good for you, and that's really cool, and congratulations, and now you could live happy the rest of your life. That hitting you like a ton of bricks is a blessing and can be a curse, as you found out.
Sure.
Because now what?
Well, the thing is that I want to be really clear that if, you know, most people don't ever have to ask themselves, what if my dreams come true? Like, then what? And I didn't want to get called to anything further than that. I was very, very happy with the idea of being a rock and roll guy, playing in bands, dating really cool girls. Like, the life I had was very, I was very happy with it. And all I really wanted was to make a steady living at it and keep it growing. You know, that was it. I was very happy with that. And at the same time, you're getting all this stuff done. It's very hard. Being a musician is very, very difficult. It's easier than ever to make a record. It's harder than ever to make a living at it. And it wasn't that all that easy in the 80s, for crying out loud. So what began calling to me, yeah.
Blitch, I think I know where you're going to go with this, and I kind of want to leave a little cliffhanger because we're going to cut to a break before you even say what that next word is. And I know what it is, and I can't wait to share it with the audience. So You'll all hear it right after we come back. This is Filippo talking with Blitch 66 on Life Changes with Filippo.
Today, experience the Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change. Written by Bradley Quick, author, producer, motivational speaker, and host of the award-winning radio talk show, The Quick Fix with Bradley Quick on CoolChangeRadio.com. Bradley's passion for life is evident in his book, written so you can experience health, find your purpose, and have more effective relationships. Beating insurmountable odds, overcoming death and being paralyzed, Bradley fought his way back so he could help you conquer your struggles. Experience increased health, vitality, passion, and purpose in your life right now with The Quick Fix, and read about Bradley's courage, ambition, and determination to live. Whether the issue is your thoughts, your physical body, or you just want to feel better and be happy, The Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change, will change your life. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, take positive action now and receive a free guided meditation CD with your order. That's a $20 value free with your order today. Go to BradleyQuick.com. That's BradleyQuick.com. Take control and begin feeling better now. Get the book and free CD now at BradleyQuick.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more,